This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, today I'm going to kind of carry on from a conversation from earlier today. I say kind of because it's probably definitely, there you go, mismatching myself. Something that I have mentioned in the podcast previously, but in short, if I was to put it into a sentence, it's you can't change what you don't own. Right. And what I'm specifically referring to here, although it expands to many other areas, if we don't own like our emotions or a situation or one of the challenges that we're going through or our position in a argument or whatever or a behavior, if we don't own that, then we can't change it. Right. And an example of this is simply when somebody will say something such as, he made me feel this way. It's like, yeah, he didn't, right? That he's not in charge of your feelings. This is something that's really important to like get our head around, is that he made me or she made me, whatever, they, 2019, made me feel this way. People can't make you feel like it. Some people may be manipulative to some degree where they know that if they that you are going to reaction something, a behavior or an emotion or something, to a situation, to one of their behaviors or something, and they may do that. And that is a form of manipulation, but at the end of the day, we have to look at what is within our control. When we're not in control of them. Right, we are not in control of them. What we are in control of is our thought, our behavior, our words, and our emotions/feelings. Right, and so the thing about this is that people go, well, you can't control emotions; they just come up, and it's like, okay, then how do we get rid of them? It's like, well, they just kind of just leave. It's like, yeah, the meanings change. We start to lose energy to something. Especially when we start to really go meta, which means to go up, you know, what do we believe about our beliefs? That's going meta because you're no longer believing something about something external, you're believing something about something internal, right? And so the reason why I'm pointing that out is that you go, well, it's when this person does that, it means I'm not good enough. It's like, okay, so that person does that, it means you're not good enough, so they made you feel this way. So why does it make you feel that way? It's like, well, it's always been the case. Always, even since you were born, right? It's like, no, not since I was born, I suppose. I don't know. Probably like relatively early childhood. Like my sister used to always, and it's like, here you go. This is something probably to do with the sister and the meaning you build around that because it may be the way your parents viewed the situation. It has nothing to do with that person acting that particular way. And when we can start to realize that this is actually what we call an object relation, is that we're just building, some degree it's object relation, kind of gray, but we're just building an emotional response, right, reaction to something that's actually not deserved of that reaction because it was developed from an earlier stage in life. And so we're actually responding immaturely because we're responding as that 7-year-old or 10-year-old or whatever. And so, you know, this is the biggest thing, is that do you want to continue having that emotion, that feeling, when that person does that? It's like, no. It's like, okay, well, the first part of changing that is not necessarily getting them to stop that, because that's trying to control them, right? That's trying to control them. Now, there's some extremes to this and some gray areas to those extremes, but I'm not getting into that, and no one's asking questions, so that's fine. But until we say something along the lines of, I end up feeling like I make myself feel like this when they do that. It's like, right, there's a different energy to it. You can even hear it. I had to even think about it. I make myself or I feel like this when they do that. It's like, right, do you want to keep doing it? It's like, no. Then it's like, well, okay, we've got some work here. Now, there's so many different ways to go down that path of changing that state and emotion. And it's not like there's some sort of magical, you know, fucking NLP thing that you can just change. I mean, I've actually ran seminars in the past where people are like, yeah, you can just do this thing. It's like, no, like, it doesn't, it's not as fucking simple as that. You just run a pattern and people's fears are all gone forever and emotions and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, shit like that gives things like NLP a bad name. And NLP is neuro-linguistic programming, for those who are not familiar with it. And just like anything else, it's got its bad pockets. But the thing that I'm pointing out here is that listen to the language of how, practice this today. Practice it on yourself and practice it to the people around you and see how often you hear them externally referent an issue that they're not ready, likely, they're not ready to own yet, right? Here's another example. So how's your training going at the gym? Or how are you going with your training at the gym? Oh, it's not happening at the moment. It's not happening. There's no it. The training isn't an it. It's a behavior you do. Have you been doing it? No, I haven't been training. Right. There's a big fucking difference, right? So right now, what somebody's doing is externally referencing and also objectifying something that they're not doing as their own behavior, as opposed to simply owning it. And then when we own it, we can go, well, I'm not ready to do it yet. You're like, great. No problem. You don't need to be. But at least now you're honest with yourself, so you can let that bullshit go and move on to what is important to you. So you don't have this sort of, you know, boogeyman hovering over your head of like judgment and self-doubt on what you should be doing and all that sort of stuff. You shouldn't have to be doing anything. It's all frames. It's all projections and frames of reference. It's really, really fucking interesting. And to give examples in, you know, the space of 10 minutes or less, I can try and do that. But this is like individual case-by-case basis, because each person, although it's similar, is still going to be very different with their circumstances and what they end up, you know, externally referencing and all that. And you can see people do it with injuries as well. Such things as, oh, my knee always holds me back. It's like your knee holds you back. So your knee can actually hold you, and it's back. Back where? In the past? Where is it holding you? It's like your knee's not doing anything. It's trying to recover. It's trying to rehab on some degree, give or take, of course. So maybe the knee's not holding you back. Maybe your attitude about the knee is what's holding you back. And it's not necessarily the attitude, to get more specific on that. It's the beliefs and the frames and the thoughts and all that sort of stuff around the knee holding you back. And once again, that's just not owning. You know, it's being under responsible of your emotional and thought response to a situation. Now, fuck me, this is not easy shit. I'm not trying to give you stuff that's like, guys, why are you not doing this? This is continual unraveling stuff that we have to move through. Well, we don't have to. We get to if we want to, right? Move through to develop, to be able to free ourselves from the rubbish that holds us from, you know, really moving into the things that are important to us. And that change, life conditions, you know, can heavily dictate what's important to us at any given time, you know. And do you know? I keep on saying, you know. Do you know? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. And so truly understanding that allows us to slow down our own language and catch our own crap, right? But hear other people's. See what it is. See, when you hear somebody say something along the lines of, you know, when you're at work and the manager, you know, your manager is just not letting you do whatever you want. And it's just like, well, I don't have a manager. Or I hear it as like, hey, if you want to be successful, you know, you have to do this. And when your back's against the wall, what else are you going to do? You just have to be able to push through, you know, when you've got four kids and this. And it's like, I don't have four kids. My back's not against the wall. That's not who I... So you don't... The whole you is sometimes used as a projection of this external reference. And now there's a royal you, or royal we rather, and you as a you know, anyone. I'm aware of that, but look at the intent behind what you're saying, or maybe what someone else is saying, and you can question if you really want to find out, to calibrate. Because sometimes you'll realize that the you is just the word you being used is simply describing something outside of you that you don't want to own yet, but you want change. And we cannot change what we don't own. So it's time to own your shit. Now, on that note, I am out. So team, thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. There's only a few days left for the first round of early bird tickets for the Mood Prep Intensive. It's here in Canberra on the 9th and 10th of March. Look, we're going to go through a whole range of developmental models. We're going to go through some of the stuff that I spoke about in today's podcast, let alone integral theory. The Enneagram, I'm going to pull that apart. It gives us a chance to get people with like minds in the same room, asking, you know, questions that interest us all, and making sure that we're all leaving there with, well, technically more questions than we started with, but that's the beauty of it. But if you want to find out more, then jump in the Facebook group at Mood Prep Online and find out more there. Otherwise, that's it. I'm out. Team, until tomorrow. Peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.